Okay, we're going to continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we're in the penultimate Perek, which is the Perek known as Perek Nun Aleph. And so, if Sefer Yirmiyahu in here, we are going to speak primarily about Bavel. So Hashem said that he was going to get the antagonism of Paras and Madai against Bavel, and Lev Kamoi. So the Mefarshim explain, who are the Lev Kamoi? It's a reference of to the Kazdim in Atbash. So that's the reference of Lev Kamoi. And Hashem's going to send invaders to come in and disperse the people of Babel and empty the land. Continuing on the theme that we started with yesterday, Hashem's going to send the archers. Their armor's not going to protect them. They're going to fall in the street. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not forsaken Am Yisrael. And so the Kassim are going to be responsible for what they did. And foreigners who visit Babel are encouraged to run away rather than be caught up in the punishment of Babel. Babel is going to be compared to a cup in Hashem's hand from which all the nations of the world are going to drink. And now Hashem dropped that cup and it was shattered. So they're told to go away and go into their own lands. And Hashem recalled Schus Avos and Am Yisrael have been redeemed, so they will praise him in Yerushalayim. Get the arrows ready, because Hashem is preparing Paras and Madai against Babel, who destroyed his Mikdash. And the conquerors are going to raise their flags over Babel, and they're going to position guards around the city to fulfill that which Hashem decreed. The end is come for the nation that is Babel, that was so rich because of their act of violence. Hashem says they're going to be in swarms of enemy soldiers going up against them like the Arbel, like the locusts. And with his strength and his wisdom, Hashem made Shamayim and Aretz. He made the water cycle. He made all the elements of nature, lightning and wind. And people are foolish and who go away from Hashem. They turn to Avodah Zarah and they're going to perish because of it. But Am Yisrael worships Hashem. He created everything. And then Hashem says, Babel was a weapon which used to strike the nations of the world. But they, because they are a weapon, doesn't mean that everything is okay. They're going to have to pay for their own deeds. In other words, Hashem is not happy with Babel. He stretches out his hand in order to knock him down. So signal the troops of the various nations against them. The earth itself felt weak because of Hashem's plans for Babel. The mighty warriors of Babel stopped fighting and sequestered themselves in fortresses. The messengers pass one another as they all come to tell the king of Babel news of the fact that the city was conquered. So Hashem said, Babel's like a grain being threshed, and it's almost harvest time. So Am Yisrael says, wow, look how Nebuchadnezzar crushed them and emptied out the land. Now it will happen to his own country. Hashem says he's going to take up Am Yisrael's cause. He's going to empty Babel of their riches until the land has become a home for jackals, as opposed to people. And Hashem will make their Yamim Tovim during hot weather. They're going to become drunk, fall asleep, they'll never get up. He's talking about events, Rashi explains, that will be described in Sefer Daniel for the fulfillment of his Nevuah, when, of course, Belshazzar is going to drink wine and he's going to get killed, and Babel will be like lambs to slaughter. A huge army will overwhelm them, like the waves of the sea. Hashem is going to destroy their idol, their Avodah Zarah Bel, and release the nations that were taken in its name. So these are going to be some of the exciting things that are going to affect the Babylonians. Right? As that Am Yisrael should better flee from Babel to avoid Hashem's wrath. The land will be full of rumors. There are always going to be changing kings. That which was an Avodah Zarah for Babel will fall. The land will be conquered by Paras and Madai. And what Babel did to Am Yisrael is going to be done to them. So Hashem tells the exiles from Am Yisrael to remember and focus on Yerushalayim. After all, they were disgraced by what the people did to the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem will exact justice on them and their idols. And even if Babel erects mighty fortresses, Hashem's still going to send Daryavesh and Koresh to destroy them. And a cry comes from Babel because of the destruction that Hashem's going to bring them. And the walls of Babel will be toppled and their gates will be burned. And the people will strive to be able to save themselves. Now, towards the end of the Perek, Yirmiyahu gives instructions to Sariah, the brother of Baruch ben Neriah, when he was sent into Galus with Tzidkiyahu. And Yirmiyahu wrote down the Nevuah of the evil that's going to fall on Babel on one Megillah, and he told Sariah to read it when he gets to Babel. And when he finishes reading it, Sariah was to tie a stone to it and toss it into the Euphrates River. because it's supposed to be a symbol to understand that Babel will sink and it will not rise because of what Hashem is going to do. And the Perek says that this is the end of the words Yirmiyahu, but there's still one Perek left. There's still just one Perek. So Radak explains that Perek Nun Beis, which is the final Perek, which we'll read tomorrow, and that's just narrative. Here, it was prophetic words. And we're going to notice quickly, we speak of Babel. We're going to speak of Babel a few times in the next Perek. Babylonia is, Bavela is the name of the nation. Babel becomes the capital city. This is the description of Perek Nun Aleph. And Bezras Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude the entirety of the Sefer with the conclusion of Perek Nun Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day.